This lecture, Qualifying Prospects, Never Sell What the Prospect Won't Buy, is by Tim Sales, a retired MLM millionaire whose training materials are being used by hundreds of thousands of network marketers around the globe. In this presentation, you will learn one of the key characteristics of a successful sales professional. Now, here's Tim.
What I want to jump onto now is the topic of this month's conversation, and that is never sell what the prospect won't buy. If you've seen any of our promotions that say the right thing to every prospect. So what authorizes us to make that claim? What authorizes us to make that claim is that if you do a proper qualify, okay, and so what I'm talking about now is the inviting formula. And the inviting formula is six steps that you walk through. It's a sequence. The first thing you're going to do is greet the prospect, and then you're going to qualify the prospect. And if they qualify, you're going to invite them to look at business or product, depending upon what they qualify for. All right, and then the inviting formula continues on from there. If you do a proper qualify and you find out what that prospect does, in fact, want or need or doesn't want, and what do I mean by doesn't want? Well, if a person doesn't want to be in traffic anymore, if they don't want to leave their child at daycare anymore, those are don't wants, okay? And so the reason that I get very specific by saying needs, wants, and don't wants is because if that prospect says, I don't want to drop off my child at daycare anymore, then that is what the prospect will buy. Okay, we don't know if they're going to buy or be willing to buy worldwide patents or a company that's going small to big or a company that's grown over 1,000% or that your upline is making $20,000 a month. We don't know that they'll buy that. But what we know that they'll buy is, I don't want to drop off my child at daycare anymore. And so whatever it is that the prospect actually says to you is the thing that you want to write down. It's the thing that you want to remember. It's the thing that you want to, throughout the conversation, you want to be sort of triggering on that. So you'll bring it up often throughout the call. And that will tell you basically what it is that they will buy. All right? It's not a complicated thing when you really look at it. I'm not sure if I brought this up previously, but I walked in and I was looking specifically for a plastic roll that covers up steps on the carpet. And the first person that I went into did not listen to a thing that I said, was more interested in me not going to a competitor, even though he didn't even have what I was asking him for. Still, this person insisted on trying to keep me from going to a competitor because I asked him, do you know anybody who would have this in the area? And he said, no. And I said, well, I understand that the largest carpet manufacturer is on this one particular road. And he said back to me, yeah, but their prices are more expensive than mine. And I said, but you said you didn't even have what it was that I was asking for. So in other words, this is an example of what not to do. What this person had on his mind was not solving the problem for the customer. What he had on his mind was to prevent the customer from going to somewhere else. So I get in my car and I drive on down and I finally do locate the largest carpet manufacturer. And I walked in there, and this gentleman steps from behind his desk, walks over, and says, how can I help you today? And I said, well, I'm looking for this plastic pad that goes over the top of the steps. And so how do I do you know where to get that? And he said, okay, how many steps do you have? And I said, well, there's two flights of about 20 steps. And he says, okay, so you're going to need about 2 foot times 40. All right, so in other words, he was thinking with the information that I gave him. Do you get what I just said? Because that's the key component. He didn't just hear me. He thought with the information that I gave him. Okay? He calculated for himself how much of it I would need. And he said, you know what? We don't have any of that. We've got a couple of short little tiny strips, but that's not what you need. But I tell you what, I know a guy, and I think I've got his number here. Step over here to my desk here. He rolls through his Rolodex. He pulls out a card. He calls the person on the phone, and he says, hey, I have someone here, and they're looking for this. Do you guys carry those things? And the person obviously had said yes, and he said, well, great. How late are you open? And he goes, okay, very, very good. I'm going to send them over right now. You take good care of them, okay? And then he steps up, and he comes over, and he draws me a little map on how to get to it, and he says, have a great day. All right, that's what you do. He solved my problem. So let me ask you this. When it comes time for me to buy carpet, where do you think I'm going to go? Why do you think that he runs the largest carpet manufacturer in this area? It's because he services well. He found out what I truly needed and wanted. Okay? And that I will buy. But because he did me that service, I would go back if I needed anything else as it relates to carpet. So that's an example of someone who actually did it. If you were to go to Home Depot or Lowe's or any of the hardware stores, and you go in there and you ask and you say, I need a drill bit. Where are the drill bits? Well, the smart guy is going to say, well, what are you drilling into? In other words, you know, what material? Are you going through concrete? Are you going through drywall? And how big of a hole do you need? See, it's not a drill bit that I need. It's a hole that I need. Okay? And so that is the thing that I would buy, or you would buy. And the reason that I say this is so logical is because all you have to do is just take a look at when you reach in your pocket and you pull out money to pay for something. What is it? You pay for that which helps you. Okay, in network marketing, we have this beautiful advantage of being able to talk to the prospect and ask them what they want.